And welcome to hour number two on this wet Labor Day weekend. At least it's a wet start. Hopefully it'll get a little bit drier as we move into it. Maybe Monday's going to look a whole lot better. Going to have pretty much the same stuff, maybe a little bit less tomorrow. Anyway, we have got a Tigers in the Wild TV preview for you. And this Tigers in the Wild TV preview is a presentation of Sunshine Equipment, your hometown John Deere dealer. Let's listen to Jacoby and Guillory on his first bow fishing trip.
Jacoby, growing up, was it all athletics or was there some hunting and fishing in there?
I really was all athletics, man. You know, I'm from Alexandria, Louisiana, and they do a little hunting and fishing out there, but I was never like, that was never me at first. But like when I got to college, I just kind of like just gravitated towards it. I just grew like with it a little bit, and I kind of just started liking it. And I met Miss Grace, and then she was just like, you know, you could be one of our athletes. And ever since then, I just began more and more into it.
Has hunting and fishing been a part of your family's tradition?
A lot of my family's, like, a lot of cousins, a lot of uncles, aunts, like, they do a lot of fishing. I've never really been, like, you know, I've only been fishing once before this. So, like, just a chance that, you know what I'm saying, you got a chance to take me out there. Like, we went bow fishing. It was really fun.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people will say fishing takes a lot of patience because you got to wait. Ain't no waiting in bow fishing. Nah, like hunting. You're going after them.
Yeah. It was really different from regular fishing because regular fishing, like, you would be out there for hours and not catch nothing, but with bow fishing, we'll always guarantee to catch something.
I guess it's kind of like when you're on the field. You know, there's moments where things are kind of slow and it gets quiet, and then all of a sudden, it's organized chaos.
Yes, sir. It's kind of like that. Like, at first, I thought we were going to just be like out there because first we were just riding around. And I was like, well, I don't really see no fish. Then, boom, all of a sudden, I caught my first catfish. So, It was a really good experience.
You know, it's a great way to go because there's a whole different look to it at night with those lights. You can run for days in the daylight and you never see a fish, but at night you can see everything.
Right. Know? It was really surprising how clear the water was. And you said like it was a little
blew off that night.
Yeah. And that's what you said, like, but I could see it perfectly. So I could imagine what a clear night was like.
What advice would you have for somebody going out there to do that the first time? They say it looks a lot easier than what it is to do.
I'll say just shoot, like you told me, just shoot 6 inches and below. That's like my biggest advice. And just don't be afraid to take the shot. Take a couple practice shots before, but always shoot 6 inches below. That's one of the biggest pieces of advice I can give.
How's things going on the practice field?
Everything's going great. It's been a great, good grind. Like with Coach Flint's system this year, like we're hitting it really hard. There was no off days in the off season, so every day I was hitting it hard, working out. We're building every day.
You're looking forward to this first game of the season?
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to that first game. I can't wait to go to Vegas.
Describe for people, a lot of them know what it's like in the stands on a Saturday night in Tiger Stadium. What's it like down on that field?
Oh, man, it's literally like, well, it's literally unrealistic, I'd say, because, like, you can't hear people until, like, something good happens or something bad happens. But most of the time in Tiger Stadium, something good's always happening, so... It's really so surreal, like, until, like, you make that first play and, like, you just hear everybody, you hear the whole crowd, everything. But other than that, man, it's just, like, I'm out here doing the thing I love in front of all these people. So, you know what I'm saying? It's really, like, quiet to me.
Is the crowd distracting when you're trying to pay attention to what you worked on all week long?
No, because, like, you know, I'm so locked in the game.
Focus.
But, I mean, in the fourth quarter when there's a blowout, you know, it's a little distracting then. But most, like, all the game, I'm locked in for the most part.
So what's ahead for Jacoby and at the end of the season?
At the end of the season, work my tail off to get to letting the NFL draft. And that's about it.
We'll be following you on the field. If people want to follow you on social media, how can they do it?
This is on Instagram, Jacobian is 00, Jacobian00, JACOBIAN00.
And what number on the field?
Number 90.
We'll be looking for you.
Yes, sir.
There he is, Jacoby and Guillory. You can watch him tomorrow night. All right, and you can watch him on Bayou Wild TV this weekend and all week. It'll be on all of our shows. Go to BayouWildTV.com, find a station and a time where you can watch it, or just simply go to BayouWildTV.com, and it's on our YouTube channel. You can there and watch it anytime, any place you like. All right, we come back after this. Captain Mike Gallo joins us with a fishing report from his neck of the woods over in the Lake Catherine, Lake Bourne, Lake Pontchartrain, Mr. Go. It's Have Boat, Will Travel for Mr. Gallo, and he's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our Born in the Bayou report with Mike Gallo is sponsored by Sea Tow. For $249 for a whole year, you get a membership that will bring you unlimited, as many times as you need fuel. fuel brought out there, towed in 24/7, jump starts for those electrical problems, whatever it's going to take to get you back safely, CTOW is like a AAA on the water policy. Peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's one phone call away. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or one simple click on the computer to CTOW.com, and you'll be signed up. Captain Mike joins us now. And, Mike, what's the situation over at Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge? Scuttled trip, wait and see, or are we going?
Well, it's a wait and see at the moment. We just had a strong band of showers come through, really came down hard for probably 30, 35 minutes, and it seems to be tapering off. But the radar, as you can see, is pretty crowded with thunderstorms. So we're going to be in a holding pattern, might slip off and grab some breakfast before we make a final decision.
And what would the plan be? Would you try to cross Lake Bourne or kind of stay close in some of the canals and maybe even fish the mouth of the Pearl or the Wrigley's?
We would stay in the local area and fish some of the deeper channels, Wrigley's Pass, Chef Pass, Unknown Pass. All those have had a mix of white trout and speckled trout. It's been the normal pattern that we've seen develop over the last month, more white trout than speckled trout. But each day we do seem to catch some fairly nice speckled trout. You'll have the occasional redfish, drum, sheephead. Of course, there's the undesirable catfish and stingrays that come along and try to eat up your bait. Sometimes you have to move to get away from them. Other times they sort of pass through and the white trout come back through. So it's been productive. It's just been very hit and miss with the weather we've had most of this week.
You know, Mike, there's several of those places you mentioned, Unknown Pass, Chef Pass, Miller's Ditch, those little bayous that kind of wind through connecting the lakes. They can be deep, and with the tide movement, we got like 1.3. It should be some water rolling through there. How do you fish those? How do you rig up, and what are you looking to catch?
Well, 1.3 with this type of water temperature, those fish will sometimes be right in the middle, right where the most amount of water is going to be pulling bait to them. So you'll fish them with a drop shot. If you have to add extra weight to get down to the bottom, that's not a big deal. But a one-ounce sinker should get you to the bottom, and you shouldn't have an issue. Catching fish, you just may have to move a little bit till you find them.
Yeah. Any other options you can think of? You know, a lot of people like to fish the bridge on a day like today because you can get underneath it if it comes down a deluge on you.
Right. We had a boat go to the bridge last week that caught some redfish and some black drum and some sheephead. He did not catch any trout, but he did catch some fish hanging out by the bridge, staying in the shade, trying to avoid the heat.
And if someone could get into the Biloxi Marsh, if the weather allows them to do that, what would be the technique there?
I'd do the same thing, Don. I'd fish some of those deeper channels where there's good moving water and there's holes. Biloxi Bayou itself, the Southwest Branch, several areas where there's some deep holes that'll have some trout in there as well. Starting to see more shrimp in the local area. And I think that's bringing some of those trout in with them. The shrimp are too small for, you know, we like them bigger when we want to eat them. But as far as fish goes, they eat them at all sizes.
Yeah, they do. Well, Mike, you know, I've got you designated as one of our bird watchers for the ducks and the teal. What have you been seeing? Can you report anything to us?
I haven't seen any teal as of yet. I heard Robbie Campo talking about seeing quite a few of them, so I must not be looking in the right places or I'm leaving too late.
Well, I know you got whistlers around your place. We've seen enough
of
those.
Yeah, we have seen those. Yeah, they seem to like it.
Well, Mike, I hope you get your trips in this whole weekend. I know this is a big weekend for people, Labor Day. A lot of people have extra time, and they really look forward to catching some fish and then coming back and watching some football. So I hope you get them in. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and schedule something on down the road as we get those transitional fish starting to move in, what's the calendar look like ahead, and how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, we got quite a few captains to take care of you. Calendar does have quite a few open spots on it. Things look like it's shaping up to be a very good fall. So kind of excited about that. Easy. You can reach me at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. You can find me at AAofLA.com. Or you could call. The phone number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Hope you got a good fishing report and a better weather report for us next week, Mike. Thank you for the report you gave us. We appreciate it.
All righty, Don. We'll talk to you then.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, up next, we got a lot to talk about with this guy, Captain Eric Mahabarak. We're going to kind of give you the winner of the Ride the Bull, how that went, and also tell you about a new kayak launch that has recently opened up, and also get some fishing tips for you if you're fishing from a kayak craft. We'll be back to do that with Captain Eric Mahabarak of Louisiana Kayak Company next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And our paddler's report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is a presentation of Massey's three locations, Mid-City New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also on the North Shore in Covington. You're going to find the best kayak fishing models anywhere. Plus, they've got those demo days where you can try before you buy. And right now, they got a special summer clearance going on. And Eric Mahabarak joins us now to talk more about it. Eric, what they giving away over there?
Good morning, Don. How y'all doing this morning? They giving away. Well, that's funny you said that. They actually have. Well, they got a 20% sale at off of items at all stores, but they also some of the items are 40% off. It's kayaks,
wow.
Hoka shoes, green eggs, ski clothes. We can go on down the list. They got, you know, all the Sims clothing and Columbia and all those items that are outstanding products. But, yeah, they're running a sale, and I think the 40% ends Monday. Don't quote me on that. Call one of the stores and get the information on it. But I know they are running a summer sale clearance.
Very good.
So it's from 20% to 40%.
Let's go back 1 week. Ride the Bull, Grand Isle, Caminata Bay. Boy, it was windy, stiff current, 308 total boats, I think there was. It took a 26.20 despite that to win it. Who was the lucky winner?
The lucky winner was the grand champion is Kenny Clements. I don't know where the gentleman's from or anything about him, but he is the winner of it. And, you know, he came in with a 26-pounder. They cut, from my understanding, they cut the Ride the Bull short a little bit due to inclement weather and stuff like that, which was a smart move. Nobody can be mad about that. Safety first.
Exactly. Now, we also had is this an official costume contest, or is this unofficial?
All right, this is an official contest, and it was kind of actually started by the man who won it today, this time. As a joke, at the very first one, he dressed up as a clown. Well, it caught on, and other people started dressing up. Some of them dressed up like running in the bulls, you know, with the scarves and the white shirts and stuff, and they got all kinds of other costumes they come out in. And he actually, finally, after all of these years of dressing up, Harry Flanagan won first place for the costume contest, and he's pretty proud of that. He's been doing it. He's a real big supporter, and that's one of his favorite things to do is fish Ride the Bull.
Very good. Now, I think I saw a picture of him, too, and he definitely deserved to win that. All right, now we got another one coming up from the BCKFC called the Redfish Rumble. How does that work?
I believe it's an aggregate of the length of five fish. The largest one, the redfish, it's a redfish, of course. The largest one you can catch is 29.75. So if you get five fish at a 29.75, you will most probably, more than likely, be the winner. But that's as large as you can get the fish. And it's photo catch release, so, you know, that's going to help out the fish.
Any boundaries?
Yeah, it's Highway 23, Plaquemines Parish, all of Plaquemines Parish, and St. Bernard. So you can fish all of St. Bernard and all of Plaquemines Parish.
Well, since you're talking about that, how is the fishing down that way?
Man, the fishing's getting good. You know that, Don, with this river getting low. The lower it gets, the better it gets. I mean, it's just really good fishing right now. You know, you get a good tide, and you'll be right on them, no problem. Getting a few trout, some redfish, getting in the marshes really good. Earlier in the morning, I find it gets a little hot during the day still. It's doing well. The flounder is picking up. It looks like it's going to be a hot fall season for the trout for sure. Helping them big girls come back in.
Yep. And Pontchartrain giving up a few reds and also some flounder, too, for the kayakers, huh?
Yeah, Don, actually, this is a great report. Launched out of Williams and started drifting the shore and ended up catching almost a limit of reds. There was three of them, so it was almost a limit. I don't remember the exact number. Caught some white trout and a few specks, keepers, actually. And they caught a gorgeous flounder. Just unbelievable. Just bouncing the bottom with dead bait. And then, you know, that's an easy thing you can do. You got to pick your day, though, you know, with the wind. Make sure it's a south wind coming.
Yep.
And you'll do it out there. And I also heard they got some shrimp being caught along the lake there. I haven't gotten on that yet, but I will.
Oh, good news. That's part of the lake coming alive. I did want to let everybody know there's a new kayak launch in a dock and a parking lot. And it's at the bayou, it's on the bayou at E.D. White Historic Site, which is on Highway 1 in Thibodaux. So there's a little bit of a tip for people that are looking to put a kayak into maybe a new area that they would like to fish. It's at the E.D. White Historic Site. If you Google it, you can find it pretty easily.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. I didn't know anything about it.
All right, now you're doing maintenance today. You're cleaning up storage containers, getting the baits right, and you're cooking kookaburra?
Kikuchi, you know, the Italian swallow.
Oh, yeah, do I know? I just had some.
Yeah.
Lucio Orfanello, who is a proprietor of Scott's Marine in Elberta, Alabama, he cooked me some, and, man, it was fantastic. I hadn't had it since I was a kid. My grandmother used to cook it.
Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't it good? That's how, kind of how I got my neighbor. I grew them last year, and I gave some to my neighbor. He gave me some back. it was a good thing. And the kikuchi is really good, actually. It's very simple.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess, a squash is the closest thing you could name it. David Hubbles,
it is.
He texted me. He's hoping for some rain over there on the Alabama coast. He's got Milliton's and Gugutz's at stake there. They need some rain. So if you know a rain dance, do one for him.
It should be coming that way, I would think, with all of this mess going on.
Well, it looks like they got some, I think, a little bit yesterday. Hopefully they can get some tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. Eric, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, Louisiana Kayak Company, you supply the kayaks, you supply the bait, the tackle, the rods, the reels, everything people need to get in on it. How do they get a hold of you to set that up?
Man, the easiest way would be to text me or call me at 504-313-8292. You can get in touch with me on your website, on Don's website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or Facebook or Instagram. It's really simple. It's not that hard. You can call Massey's if you forget all of that. I can be found. It's not hard to find me.
All right. You can find him cooking kikuchi later on today. All right, Eric, thanks so much. Let me know how it turns out next time we talk, okay?
Yeah, Don, I'll give you a yell. All right, man, be good. Y'all have a great day and happy Labor Day.
All right, there he goes, Eric Muhabarak, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, coming back after this. Boy, I had a tough decision on our bad boy feature. I got one. I'm going to do that one next week, but it's horrendous, and I think it might be one of our contenders for the baddest of the bad for the year. That's going to be somebody charged with animal abuse, and we'll do that next week. But this week, it's a guy who decided to spend a little bit of, not Christmas in July, but deer hunting in July. Didn't pay off so well for him. His story is coming up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, some text messages from listeners this morning. We've got Bayou Pete. He's working on socolay poles and crab nets. He's doing well on both species. He really enjoys the show. Thank you, Bayou Pete. Appreciate that. And this one from the Point Allahash Whistler. He's going to be under the house putting the boat blind together. Weather permitting, we'll go out putting floating ropes to keep the lilies out. Yeah, got to make a landing zone for those teal. And here's one asking about fishing reports from Point of Shen, Montague, Cocotree Fishing Areas. Anybody got any? Text them to me, 504-260-1870. And see if we can maybe find us a reliable reporter we can get from that area to come on from time to time. All right, here's, let's see, we got this one in, got hot and abused by the wind at Ride the Bull, getting rained out at Shell Beach this weekend. No choice but volunteer to perform honeydews this weekend. Suffering in Acadiana. That's from Lafayette Talker, or Yacker, whichever one. He's talking today, not yakking. All right, we have John Terrebonne. He's with the Convent Hunting Club. Hadn't heard from him in a while, but, yeah, we're getting not too far away from the rabbit season. He's on the way to the rabbit dog cages with his six-year-old son, Kai. And that's his shadow, his hunting and fishing buddy, and he always wakes up and answers to the bell. I love to hear that. And here's to a good season of that lapin hunting, as they say, in Bayou country. All right, Big Ross L. is wishing a happy 87th birthday to his father-in-law, Warren Morse, lifelong hunter, fisherman, and a longtime listener. Happy B-Day, Warren. And let's see, we got this one. Lafitte LT had a good trip Thursday before the rain came in. The redfish were really hungry in Turtle Bay and Little Lake area. Thanks for all you do. Boy, that's a great area to fish. I can recall going in a little lake with Tofio Bourgeois about this time of the year, and you get those big schools of reds start to come in, and you can see them on top of the water. We used to call that nervous water when you'd see those ripples. And once you got into them, boy, whoo, what fun that was. Good old Tofio Bourgeois was part of his area. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, it's bad boy time. No deer hunting in July is allowed. We'll tell you the story of someone who didn't quite get the memo right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. On the first of this month, Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery Agent Senior Agent Hunter Pearson, Corporal Trey Coates, Sergeant Ed Ridgel, and Agent Ethan Arbor received information about a 10-point deer that was taken from a Baker, Louisiana residence during closed season. Agents made contact with Randall Tabor, living up to the hunt close to his home, and Hunt Early admitted to taking the deer off his property in Baker on July 26 with a rifle. The agents seized the deer antlers and the deer meat and donated the meat to a local charity. They also cited Tabor with taking a deer during closed season. Facts facing maximum criminal and civil restitution penalties in the amount of $2,983 and up to 120 days in jail is 58-year-old Randall Tabor of Baker, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, I guess having a 10-point hanging around your porch was just a little too tempting, and he probably would have gotten away for it, but we don't know this for sure. But could have been that he just had to brag about it, and that's where LDWF got the tip that led to his citation. All right, we'll be back right after this and talk to the Plastic Man, Ryan Lambert. Get a fishing report. Boy, they've been getting socked in down there all morning down in Plaquemines Parish. Will they get out or will they wait? We'll find out right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I have a text coming in wanting to know, have you heard of anyone catching channel mullet lately? I never, ever hear about them, and they're really a tasty fish. What's the best way to catch them? No, you don't hear a lot of people bragging about them. They're not really a mullet. They're the part of the whiting family. I would describe the texture of that of a redfish, but more the taste of a speckled trout. They don't usually get very big, and my recollection of catching them is pretty much on live or dead bait, although I have caught a few on plastics. And the thing about them is it's generally in a little, I would say, deeper water. You know, in channels, as the name says, I've caught them in the Mystigo. I've caught them out in the deeper bays and some of the cuts, sometimes in the 14 feet of water in Lake Pontchartrain. And believe me, I never let one go when it gets away because that is an excellent eating fish. It's just not what you consider a high-profile trout like a speckled trout or a redfish. Ryan, what's your experience with catching channel mud? I know y'all catch them down there.
Yeah, same thing. You know, when we start vertical jigging, we'll start catching them. And, you know, when we start fishing the deeper water in the wintertime, that's when we catch them.
In the wintertime, huh? Yeah. Yep. Good fish. Good fish to add to the mix there. What kind, man, looks like that weather's just been sitting on the lodge down there. Are you down there right now?
Yeah, it's been sitting on it for like 6 months now, it feels like.
6 months. I didn't think it was quite that long, but, yeah, it's been there all night, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's been a heck of a week with the weather. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
The wind had been so bad, but just the rain everywhere, yeah. Lightning. But, you know, that's all right. We'll get out there. We'll just, you know, the good thing about it is mostly isolated, so you can go around them and dodge them without getting wet or struck by lightning or anything like that. So it's all right. That's been good. A lot of redfish. Hadn't been able to get onto the trout, you know, because those are out in the bay right now. And it's hard to make that effort to get out there and get stuck, you know.
You doing any fishing in the river now that the wedge is moving up?
Oh, yeah, it's on. The trout won't show up until later, but, you know, everything else is there. Plenty of reds and jacks and that kind of stuff. So it's on now. I mean, this is our time of year. The teal are there, and we're building blinds this week. You know, still working them dogs every day, you know, that time of year, because it's just, you know, teal season is so hard on the dogs because of the grass. You know, there's so much vegetation in the water they have to fight through, so you really got to try to get them in shape before they go out in it.
Yeah, it's only fair to the dogs. What about the gators? Y'all getting any gators yet?
We haven't tried this. I'm not too worried about trying them. You know, I got all of it booked on certain dates, so when the people come, that's when we'll go get them. I'll get the first one on Tuesday. I got one. Then next week, I'll probably have to kill about 10. So, you know, I'm going to Noliasi again this week and shoot a few more doves before the teal season. So it's busy. There's some busy around here right now. I'm getting the boats ready. So it's, I don't know. This could be one heck of a fall for me because I was booked up. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, with everything you got going on, the saltwater wedge, the inside fishing, you got the teal season coming around, dove season, you're flying back and forth to Mexico. It's hard to keep up with you jet setters, you know?
I fishing in rivers is some of my favorite thing to do. I mean, I enjoy that so much. The water's beautiful all the time. It doesn't matter if the wind blows. You know, if it's rough, you just go on the other side. I just enjoy that so much, you know. Just you can sight fish the redfish on the rocks like we did that day. That's a hoot with a crankbait. So, yes, it's just my favorite time of year.
Yeah, well, we had that young man on the hunt of a lifetime trip that wanted to put every fish he caught on the wall, and he caught a variety of fish. And what a great trip that was!
He was a hoot. He sent me a nice letter and thank you, and yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah. Great family, and only wish the best for them. Glad it was truly a trip of a lifetime for him. And hopefully we got one scheduled tomorrow. I hope we can pull it off and catch another young man from New Jersey. He's coming down to try to catch a tarpon over there on the Gulf Coast. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah.
Have you heard anybody have a dove field that people hunt, you know, commercial dove field?
I've been trying to get people to respond that might have a commercial field because I got a lot of people asking where can they go. They want to, you know, and Wildlife and Fisheries has a few that they're selling some leases up in the northwestern part of the state. But anything, you know, down around the south part, even in Mississippi, I'm just not hearing from anybody. I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a personal thing, you know, because it's hard to do it commercially because you shoot it one time and you don't know when you can shoot it again.
Right. And it takes a lot of preparation. And then in some cases, you get an early front comes through, and boom, the doves are gone. You all for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened.
Yeah, they go to Mexico, and they have to go down there and get them. It's terrible.
you don't shortstop them. You long stop them. You go down and get them. Hello, Ryan. Yeah, somebody wants to get you. Give them the website where they can find out all about everything. You got teal, fish, gators, whatever.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, my buddy. We'll see you.
All right, stay dry. Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, if you want to become a black bear hunter in Louisiana, there's a lottery that you can apply for a permit. Joining us right after this is John Hanks, the large carnivore biologist, going to tell you how you can do it if you want to get in on the first in a long, long time, decades since black bear hunting was allowed in Louisiana. It's back on a limited basis. There's limited permits, and if you want to try to get one, he'll tell you how to do it. Coming back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. It's been determined that the Louisiana black bear population has increased sufficiently to warrant a limited season that will be held in Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll parishes, and portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. That season will begin December 7th and run through December 22nd. There is a lottery that is now open and it will run through September 25th, conducted by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. And if you are interested in hunting, all right, some text messages from listeners this morning. We got Bayou Pete. He's working on socolay poles and crab nets. He's doing well on both species. He really enjoys the show. Thank you, Bayou Pete. Appreciate that. And this one from the Point Alahash Whistler. He's going to be under the house putting the boat blind together. Weather permitting, we'll go out putting floating ropes to keep the lilies out. Yeah, I got to make a landing zone for those teal. And here's one asking about fishing reports from Point of Shen, Montague, Cocotree Fishing Areas. Anybody got any? Text them to me, 504-260-1870. And see if we can maybe find us a reliable reporter we can get from that area to come on from time to time. All right, here's, let's see, we got this one in, got hot and abused by the wind at Ride the Bull, getting rained out at Shell Beach this weekend. No choice but volunteer to perform honeydews this weekend, suffering in Acadiana. That's from Lafayette Talker, or Yacker, whichever one. He's talking today, not yakking. All right, we have John Terrebonne. He's with the Convent Hunting Club. Hadn't heard from him in a while, but yeah, we're getting not too far away from the rabbit season. He's on the way to the rabbit dog cages with his six-year-old son, Kai. And that's his shadow, his hunting and fishing buddy, and he always wakes up and answers to the bell. Love to hear that. And here's to a good season of that lapin hunting, as they say, in Bayou country. All right, Big Ross L. is wishing a happy 87th birthday to his father-in-law, Warren Morse, lifelong hunter, fisherman, and a longtime listener. Happy B-Day, Warren. And let's see, we got this one. Lafitte LT had a good trip Thursday before the rain came in. The redfish were really hungry in Turtle Bay and Little Lake area. Thanks for all you do. Boy, that's a great area to fish. I can recall going in a little lake with Tofio Bourgeois about this time of the year. And you get those big schools of reds start to come in, and you can see them on top of the water. We used to call that nervous water when you'd see those ripples. And once you got into them, boy, whoo, what fun that was. Good old Tofio Bourgeois was part of his area. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, it's bad boy time. No deer hunting in July is allowed. We'll tell you the story of someone who didn't quite get the memo right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. On the first of this month, Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery Agent Senior Agent Hunter Pearson, Corporal Trey Coates, Sergeant Ed Ridgel, and Agent Ethan Arbor received information about a 10-point deer that was taken from a Baker, Louisiana residence during closed season. Agents made contact with Randall Tabor, living up to the hunt close to his home, and Hunt Early admitted to taking the deer off his property in Baker on July 26 with a rifle. The agents seized the deer antlers and the deer meat and donated the meat to a local charity. They also cited Tabor with taking a deer during closed season, facing maximum criminal and civil restitution penalties in the amount of $2,983 and up to 120 days in jail, is 58-year-old Randall Tabor of Baker, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Well, I guess having the 10-point hanging around your porch was just a little too tempting, and he probably would have gotten away for it, but we don't know this for sure, but could have been that he just had to brag about it, and that's where LDWF got the tip that led to his citation. All right, we'll be back right after this and talk to the plastic man, Ryan Lambert. Get a fishing report. Boy, they've been getting socked in down there all morning down in Plaquemines Parish. Will they get out or will they wait? We'll find out right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And I have a text coming in wanting to know, have you heard of anyone catching channel mullet lately? I never, ever hear about them, and they're really a tasty fish. What's the best way to catch them? No, you don't hear a lot of people bragging about them. They're not really a mullet. They're the part of the whiting family. I would describe the texture of that of a redfish, but more the taste of a speckled trout. They don't usually get very big, and my recollection of catching them is pretty much on live or dead bait, although I have caught a few on plastics. And the thing about them is it's generally in a little, I would say, deeper water. You know, in channels, as the name says. I've caught them in the Mr. Go. I've caught them out in the deeper bays and some of the cuts, sometimes in the 14 feet of water in Lake Pontchartrain. And believe me, I never let one go when it gets away because that is an excellent eating fish. It's just not what you consider a high-profile trout, like a speckled trout or a redfish. Ryan, what's your experience with catching channel mullet? I know y'all catch them down there.
Yeah, same thing. You know, when we start vertical jigging, we'll start catching them. And, you know, we'll start fishing the deeper water in the wintertime. That's when we catch them.
In the wintertime, huh? Yeah. Yep. Good fish. Good fish to add to the mix there. What kind, man, looks like that weather's just been sitting on the lodge down there. Are you down there right now?
Yeah, it's been sitting on it for like 6 months now, it feels like.
6 months. I didn't think it was quite that long, but yeah, it's been there all night, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's been a heck of a week with the weather. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
The wind had been so bad, but just the rain everywhere, yeah. Lightning. But, you know, that's all right. We'll get out there. We'll just, you know, the good thing about it is mostly isolated, so you can go around them and dodge them without getting wet or struck by lightning or anything like that. So it's all right. That's been good. A lot of redfish. Hadn't been able to get onto the trout, you know, because those are out in the bay right now. And it's hard to make that effort to get out there and get stuck, you know.
You doing any fishing in the river now that the wedge is moving up?
Oh, yeah, it's on. The trout won't show up until later, but, you know, everything else is there. There's plenty of reds and jacks and that kind of stuff. So it's on now. I mean, this is our time of year. The teal are there, and we're building blinds this week. You know, still working them dogs every day, you know, it's that time of year because it's just, you know, teal season is so hard on the dogs because of the grass. You know, there's so much vegetation in the water they have to fight through, so. You really got to try to get them in shape before they go out in it.
Yeah, it's only fair to the dogs. What about the gators? Y'all getting any gators yet?
We haven't tried this. I'm not too worried about trying them. You know, I got all of it booked on certain dates, so when the people come, that's when we'll go get them. I'll get the first one on Tuesday. I got one. Then next week, I'll probably have to kill about 10. So... Yeah, I'm going to Noliasi again this week and shoot a few more doves before the teal season. So it's busy. There's some busy around here right now. I'm getting the boats ready. So it's, I don't know. This could be one heck of a fall for me because I was booked up. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, with everything you got going on, the saltwater wedge, the inside fishing, you got the teal season coming around, dove season, you're flying back and forth to Mexico. It's hard to keep up with your jet setters, you know?
Fishing in the river is some of my favorite thing to do. I mean, I enjoy that so much. The water's beautiful all the time. It doesn't matter if the wind blows. You know, if it's rough, you just go on the other side. I just enjoy that so much, you know. Just you can sight fish the redfish on the rocks like we did that day. That's a hoot with a crankbait. So, yes, yeah, it's just my favorite time of year.
Yeah, well, we had that young man on the hunt of a lifetime trip that wanted to put every fish he caught on the wall, and he caught a variety of fish. And what a great trip that was!
He was a hoot. He sent me a nice letter and thank you, and yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah. great family, and only wish the best for them. Glad they, it was truly a trip of a lifetime for him. And hopefully we got one scheduled tomorrow. I hope we can pull it off and catch another young man from New Jersey's coming down to try to catch a tarpon over there on the Gulf Coast. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah.
Have you heard anybody have a dove field that people hunt, you know, commercial dove field?
I've been trying to get people to respond that might have a commercial field, because I got a lot of people asking where can they go. They want to, you know, and Wildlife and Fisheries has a few that they're selling some leases up in the northwestern part of the state. But anything, you know, down around the south part, even in Mississippi, I'm just not hearing from anybody. I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a personal thing, you know, because it's, you know, it's hard to do it commercially because you shoot it one time and, you don't know when you can shoot it again.
Right. And it takes a lot of preparation. And then in some cases, you get some early front comes through, and boom, the doves are gone. You all for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened.
Yeah, they go to Mexico, and they have to go down there and get them. It's terrible.
You don't shortstop them. You long stop them. You go down and get them. Hello, Ryan. Yeah, somebody wants to get you. Give them the website where they can find out all about everything. Teal, fish, gators, whatever.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, my buddy. We'll see you.
All right, stay dry. Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, if you want to become a black bear hunter in Louisiana, there's a lottery that you can apply for a permit. Joining us right after this is John Hanks, the large carnivore biologist, going to tell you how you can do it if you want to get in on the first in a long, long time, decades since black bear hunting was allowed in Louisiana. It's back on a limited basis. There's limited permits, and if you want to try to get one, he'll tell you how to do it. Coming back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. It's been determined that the Louisiana black bear population has increased sufficiently to warrant a limited season that will be held in Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll parishes, and portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. That season will begin December 7th and run through December 22nd. There is a lottery that is now open and it will run through September 25th, conducted by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. And if you are interested in hunting black bear in Louisiana, listen up, because John Hanks is joining me now to tell us all about it. John, if you would, if I'm interested in getting one of these permits and hunting black bear, take me through the entire process. What do I have to do and what does it cost me?
So, good morning, Mr. Don, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. All you have to do is get on our website or the Louisiana Outdoors website, where you would buy your license, and look for the lottery tab. And when you go to lotteries, look for black bear. And there's three different lotteries. There's a landowner lottery, there's a general lottery, and there is a WMA lottery. And you can enter all three lotteries should you choose so, and if you qualify for all of them. To qualify as a landowner, you have to either own 40 acres or more of contiguous acres in that bear area, or you have to be the designee of a landowner that has that much land in that bear area, or a lessee of a landowner in that area. For the general tag, there is no stipulations other than you must be a resident of the state, and the same for the WMA. And it's a $50 fee to enter the lottery, and if it's for the WMA or the general lottery, it's required that you buy a $25 bear license prior to applying.
Okay, so is it $50 for each of those that
Yes, sir.
Okay,
it is.
So if I wanted to apply for all three, it's $150 plus $25 for the bear permit.
That's correct. And the bear permit license is not included in lifetime or any of the other combo licenses.
Is any of that refundable if I don't win the lottery?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay. Are these permits, if I'm granted one, are they transferable? Can I sell it to someone or give it to someone?
If it's the landowner lottery permit is. The other two, the WMA and the general, are not.
So if I were to turn that down, it would just go back into the lottery and be drawn for someone else?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, again, the deadline to get that in will be September the 25th. And what happens after that? If I'm notified either I'm not picked or I'll be notified that I am, I believe there's a course I would need to attend, correct?
That's correct. We're going to have a bear hunter training course, and it's going to be all about, you know, identifying bears, judging bears, how to care for your meat, how to, you know, how to track a bear, and you know, what's a good shot, what's a bad shot. Bears are not deer, and while we're Louisiana's full of great hunters, not many of us grew up bear hunting, so there's a lot to learn about that. And that's, those classes, one will be on November 2nd, and the other one will be on November 14th. We hope to get everyone to come to the first one, because we're going to have people from like the American Bear Hunting Association and maybe some other agencies or represented, and it'll be people that have bear hunted their whole life and throughout the country that can have a lot of information and experience to share with our hunters.
All right. So, and again, if I get picked for the lottery, I get a permit. I get to hunt the entire season until I tag a bear. Is that how it will work?
That's correct. So it's not one of those things where we're going to sell 3,000 licenses, and when we get to 10 bears, we quit.
Right.
There'll only be 10 successful lottery hunters. And so you'll have your tag till the end of the season, whether you take a bear or not. And that's, you know, you'll get the entire season to hunt, the whole 16 days.
All right. Very good. I think you explained it quite well. There it is. And again, the website specifically, if someone wants to get there and get it started.
Yes, sir.
That website, if you'd give it out one more time.
Oh, it's the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you'll just Google LDWF, it'll come up. Mm-hmm. Or the LouisianaOutdoors.com, I believe, is where you can go to buy a license. And either of those will get you to the bear lottery. And if you have any problems with that, you can call your local Wildlife and Fisheries office, the one in Monroe that I'm at. The phone number is 318-343-4044. We'll be happy to help you with it.
All right, and if someone didn't get that number and they'd like it, you're welcome to text me, and I'll send it back. John, thanks for being with us. Good to talk to you again, and let's hope we have some good weather. What's good bear hunting weather? What would be a perfect weather day
cold.
For a bear?
we want it to be cold. You know, bears have a very thick hide with a lot of fur and a very thick layer of fat. It's a big, dense animal, and you know how sometimes people like to ride their deer around and show it off. We don't want to do that with a bear. You got to get him cleaned and cooled off as quickly as possible.
All right. I'll be looking for some bear recipes. Thanks again for being with us, John. We appreciate it.
You have a great week.
All right. That's John Hanks, large carnivore biologist with Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. Yes, Keith, you got a rainy off and on kind of Labor Day weekend. Hope you can squeeze in something. I know a lot of you got work to do at the hunting camps, getting ready for duck season. Want to get in some of that late summer fishing. It's all there for you. Just got to find the time and dodge the raindrops. Hope to see you again back here next week. We do this each and every week. It's a two-hour pre-journey into your great outdoors, and you hear it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And I have a text coming in wanting to know, have you heard of anyone catching channel mullet lately? I never, ever hear about them, and they're really a tasty fish. What's the best way to catch them? No, you don't hear a lot of people bragging about them. They're not really a mullet. They're the part of the whiting family. I would describe the texture of that of a redfish, but more the taste of a speckled trout. They don't usually get very big, and my recollection of catching them is pretty much on live or dead bait, although I have caught a few on plastics. And the thing about them is it's generally in a little, I would say, deeper water. You know, in channels, as the name says, I've caught them in the Mystigo. I've caught them out in the deeper bays and some of the cuts, sometimes in the 14 feet of water in Lake Pontchartrain. And believe me, I never let one go when it gets away, because that is an excellent eating fish. It's just not what you consider a high-profile trout, like a speckled trout or a redfish. Ryan, what's your experience with catching channel mullet? I know y'all catch them down there.
Yeah, same thing. You know, when we start vertical jigging, we'll start catching them. And, you know, when we start fishing the deeper water in the wintertime, that's when we catch them.
In the wintertime, huh? Yeah. Yep. Good fish. Good fish to add to the mix there. What kind, man, looks like that weather's just been sitting on the lodge down there. Are you down there right now?
Yeah, it's been sitting on it for like 6 months now, it feels like.
6 months. I didn't think it was quite that long, but yeah, it's been there all night, I can tell you that.
Oh, it's been a heck of a week with the weather. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
The wind had been so bad, but just the rain everywhere, yeah. Lightning. But, you know, that's all right. We'll get out there. Which, you know, the good thing about it is mostly isolated, so you can go around them and dodge them without getting wet or struck by lightning or anything like that. So it's all right. That's been good. A lot of redfish. Hadn't been able to get one to the trout, you know, because those are out in the bay right now. And it's hard to make that effort to get out there and get stuck, you know.
You doing any fishing in the river now that the wedge is moving up?
Oh, yeah, it's on. The trout won't show up until later, but, you know, everything else is there. Plenty of reds and jacks and that kind of stuff. So it's on now. I mean, this is our time of year. The teal are there, and we're building blinds this week. You know, still working them dogs every day, you know, that time of year, because it's just, you know, teal season is so hard on the dogs because of the grass. You know, there's so much vegetation in the water they have to fight through, so you really got to try to get them in shape before they go out in it.
Yeah, it's only fair to the dogs. What about the gators? Y'all getting the gators yet?
We haven't tried this. I'm not too worried about trying them. You know, I got it all 11 booked on certain dates, so when the people come, that's when we'll go get them. I'll get the first one on Tuesday. I got one. Then next week, I'll probably have to kill about 10. So, yeah, I'm going to Noliasi again this week and shoot a few more doves before the teal season. So it's busy. There's some busy around here right now. I'm getting the boats ready. So it's, I don't know. This could be one heck of a fall for me because I was booked up. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, with everything you got going on, the saltwater wedge, the inside fishing, you got the teal season coming around, dove season, you're flying back and forth to Mexico. It's hard to keep up with you, Jet Setters, you know?
Fishing in river is some of my favorite thing to do. I mean, I enjoy that so much. The water's beautiful all the time. It doesn't matter if the wind blows, you know, if it's rough, you just go on the other side. I just enjoy that so much, you know. Just you can sight fish the redfish on the rocks like we did that day. That's a hoot with a crankbait. So, yes, it's just my favorite time of year.
Yeah, well, we had that young man on the Hunt of a Lifetime trip that wanted to put every fish he caught on the wall, and he caught a variety of fish. And what a great trip that was.
He was a hoot. He sent me a nice letter and thank you, and yeah, they did a great job.
Yeah, great family, and only wish the best for them. Glad it was truly a trip of a lifetime for him. And hopefully we got one scheduled tomorrow. I hope we can pull it off and catch another young man from New Jersey's coming down to try to catch a tarpon over there on the Gulf Coast. So we'll see how that works out. Yeah.
Have you heard anybody have a dove field that people hunt, you know, commercial dove field?
I've been trying to get people to respond that might have a commercial field because I got a lot of people asking where can they go. They want to, you know, and Wildlife and Fisheries has a few that they're selling some leases up in the northwestern part of the state. But anything, you know, down around the south part, even in Mississippi, I'm just not hearing from anybody. I don't know.
Yeah, that's such a personal thing, you know, because it's hard to do it commercially because you shoot it one time and you don't know when you can shoot it again.
Right. And it takes a lot of preparation. And then in some cases, you get an early front comes through, and boop, the doves are gone. You all for nothing. Yeah. You know, that's happened.
Yeah, they go to Mexico, and I have to go down there and get them. It's terrible.
you don't shortstop them. You long stop them. You go down and get them. Hello, Ryan. Yeah, somebody wants to get you. Give them the website where they can find out all about everything. Teal, fish, gators, whatever.
Yeah, they can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Very good. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, my buddy. We'll see you.
All right, stay dry. Captain Ryan Lambert. All right, if you want to become a black bear hunter in Louisiana, there's a lottery that you can apply for a permit. Joining us right after this is John Hanks, the large carnivore biologist, going to tell you how you can do it if you want to get in on the first in a long, long time, decades since black bear hunting was allowed in Louisiana. It's back on a limited basis. There's limited permits, and if you want to try to get one, he'll tell you how to do it. Coming back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. It's been determined that the Louisiana black bear population has increased sufficiently to warrant a limited season that will be held in Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll parishes, and portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. That season will begin December 7th and run through December 22nd. There is a lottery that is now open and will run through September 25th, conducted by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. And if you are interested in hunting black bear in Louisiana, listen up, because John Hanks is joining me now to tell us all about it. John, if you would, if I'm interested in getting one of these permits and hunting black bear, take me through the entire process. What do I have to do and what does it cost me?
So, good morning, Mr. Don, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. All you have to do is get on our website or the Louisiana Outdoors website, where you would buy your license, and look for the lottery tab. And when you go to lotteries, look for black bear. And there's three different lotteries. There's a landowner lottery, there's a general lottery, and there is a WMA lottery. And you can enter all three lotteries should you choose so, and if you qualify for all of them. To qualify as a landowner, you have to either own 40 acres or more of contiguous acres in that bear area, or you have to be the designee of a landowner that has that much land in that bear area, or a lessee of a landowner in that area. For the general tag, there is no stipulations other than you must be a resident of the state, and the same for the WMA. And it's a $50 fee to enter the lottery, and if it's for the WMA or the general lottery, it's required that you buy a $25 bear license prior to applying.
Okay, so is it $50 for each of those that applied for each?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
it is.
So if I wanted to apply for all three, it's $150 plus $25 for the bear permit.
That's correct. And the bear permit license is not included in lifetime or any of the other combo licenses.
Is any of that refundable if I don't win the lottery?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay. Are these permits, if I'm granted one, are they transferable? Can I sell it to someone or give it to someone?
If it's the landowner lottery permit is. The other two, the WMA and the general, are not.
So if I were to turn that down, it would just go back into the lottery and be drawn for someone else?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, again, the deadline to get that in will be September the 25th. And what happens after that? If I'm notified either I'm not picked or I'll be notified that I am, I believe there's a course I would need to attend, correct?
That's correct. We're going to have a bear hunter training course, and it's going to be all about, you know, identifying bears, judging bears, how to care for your meat, how to track a bear, and you know, what's a good shot, what's a bad shot. Bears are not deer, and while we're Louisiana's full of great hunters, not many of us grew up bear hunting, so there's a lot to learn about that. And that's, those classes, one will be on November 2nd, and the other one will be on November 14th. We hope to get everyone to come to the first one, because we're going to have people from like the American Bear Hunting Association and maybe some other agencies or represented. And it'll be people that have bear hunted their whole life and throughout the country that can have a lot of information and experience to share with our hunters.
All right. So, and again, if I get picked for the lottery, I get a permit. I get to hunt the entire season until I tag a bear. Is that how it will work?
That's correct. So it's not one of those things where we're going to sell 3,000 licenses and when we get to 10 bears, we quit.
Right.
There will only be 10 successful lottery hunters. And so you'll have your tag till the end of the season, whether you take a bear or not. And that's, you know, you'll get the entire season to hunt, the whole 16 days.
All right. Very good. I think you explained it quite well. There it is. And again, the website specifically, if someone wants to get there and get it started.
Yes, sir.
That website, if you'd give it out one more time.
Oh, it's the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you'll just Google LDWF, it'll come up. Mm-hmm. Or the LouisianaOutdoors.com, I believe, is where you can go to buy a license. And either of those will get you to the bear lottery. And if you have any problems with that, you can call your local Wildlife and Fisheries office. The one in Monroe that I'm at, the phone number is 318 343-4044. We'll be happy to help you with it.
All right. And if someone didn't get that number and they'd like it, you're welcome to text me and I'll send it back. John, thanks for being with us. Good to talk to you again. And let's hope we have some good weather. What's good bear hunting weather? What would be a perfect weather day
cold.
For a bear?
we want it to be cold. You know, bears have a very thick hide with a lot of fur and a very thick layer of fat. It's a big, dense animal, and you know how sometimes people like to ride their deer around and show it off. We don't want to do that with a bear. You got to get him cleaned and cooled off as quickly as possible.
All right. I'll be looking for some bear recipes. Thanks again for being with us, John. We appreciate it.
You have a great week.
All right, that's John Hanks, large carnivore biologist with Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Yes, you got a rainy off and on kind of Labor Day weekend. Hope you can squeeze in something. I know a lot of you got work to do at the hunting camps, getting ready for duck season. Want to get in some of that late summer fishing. It's all there for you. Just got to find the time and dodge the raindrops. Hope to see you again back here next week. We do this each and every week. It's a two-hour pre-journey into your great outdoors, and you hear it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. It's been determined that the Louisiana black bear population has increased sufficiently to warrant a limited season that will be held in Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll parishes, and portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula parishes. That season will begin December 7th and run through December 22nd. There is a lottery that is now open and it will run through September 25th, conducted by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. And if you are interested in hunting black bear in Louisiana, listen up, because John Hanks is joining me now to tell us all about it. John, if you would, if I'm interested in getting one of these permits and hunting black bear, take me through the entire process. What do I have to do and what does it cost me?
So, good morning, Mr. Don, and it's a pleasure to be here with you. All you have to do is get on our website or the Louisiana Outdoors website where you would buy your license and look for the lottery tab. And when you go to lotteries, look for black bear. And there's three different lotteries. There's a landowner lottery, there's a general lottery, and there is a WMA lottery. And you can enter all three lotteries should you choose so, and if you qualify for all of them. To qualify as a landowner, you have to either own 40 acres or more of contiguous acres in that bear area, or you have to be the designee of a landowner that has that much land in that bear area, or a lessee of a landowner in that area. For the general tag, there is no stipulations other than you must be a resident of the state, and the same for the WMA. And it's a $50 fee to enter the lottery, and if it's for the WMA or the general lottery, it's required that you buy a $25 bear license prior to applying.
Okay, so is it $50 for each of those that applied,
sir?
For each?
Yes, sir,
okay,
it is.
So if I wanted to apply for all three, it's $150 plus $25 for the bear permit.
That's correct. And the bear permit license is not included in lifetime or any of the other combo licenses.
Is any of that refundable if I don't win the lottery?
No, sir, it's not.
Okay. Are these permits, if I'm granted one, are they transferable? Can I sell it to someone or give it to someone?
If it's the landowner lottery permit is. The other two, the WMA and the general, are not.
So if I were to turn that down, it would just go back into the lottery and be drawn for someone else?
Yes, sir.
All right. And, again, the deadline to get that in will be September the 25th. And what happens after that? If I'm notified either I'm not picked or I'll be notified that I am, I believe there's a course I would need to attend, correct?
That's correct. We're going to have a bear hunter training course, and it's going to be all about, you know, identifying bears, judging bears, how to care for your meat, how to how to track a bear, and you know what's a good shot, what's a bad shot. It's bears are not deer, and while we're Louisiana's full of great hunters, not many of us grew up bear hunting, so there's a lot to learn about that. And that's for those classes. One will be on November 2nd, and the other one will be on November 14th. We hope to get everyone to come to the first one because we're going to have people from like the American Bear Hunting Association and maybe some other agencies or are represented it, and it'll be people that have bear hunted their whole life and throughout the country that can have a lot of information and experience to share with our hunters.
All right. So, and again, if I get picked for the lottery, I get a permit. I get to hunt the entire season until I tag a bear. Is that how it will work?
That's correct. So it's not one of those things where we're going to sell 3,000 licenses, and when we get to 10 bears, we quit.
Right.
There will only be 10 successful lottery hunters. And so you'll have your tag till the end of the season, whether you take a bear or not. And that's, you know, you'll get the entire season to hunt, the whole 16 days.
All right. Very good. I think you explained it quite well. There it is. And, again, the website specifically, if someone wants to get there and get it started.
Yes, sir.
That website, if you'd give it out one more time.
Oh, it's the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. If you'll just Google LDWF, it'll come up. Mm-hmm. Or the LouisianaOutdoors.com, I believe, is where you can go to buy a license. And either of those will get you to the bear lottery. And if you have any problems with that, you can call your local wildlife and fisheries office. The one in Monroe that I'm at, the phone number is 318-343-4044. We'll be happy to help you with it.
All right, and if someone didn't get that number and they'd like it, you're welcome to text me and I'll send it back. John, thanks for being with us. Good to talk to you again, and let's hope we have some good weather. What's good bear hunting weather? What would be a perfect weather day
cold.
For hunting bear?
we want it to be cold. You know, bears have a very thick hide with a lot of fur and a very thick layer of fat. It's a big, dense animal, and you know how sometimes people like to ride their deer around and show it off. We don't want to do that with a bear. You got to get him cleaned and cooled off as quickly as possible.
All right. I'll be looking for some bear recipes. Thanks again for being with us, John. We appreciate it.
You have a great week.
All right. That's John Hanks, large carnivora biologist with Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Yes, Keith, you got a rainy off and on kind of Labor Day weekend. Hope you can squeeze in something. I know a lot of you got work to do at the hunting camps, getting ready for duck season. Want to get in some of that late summer fishing. It's all there for you. Just got to find the time and dodge the raindrops. Hope to see you again back here next week. We do this each and every week. It's a two-hour pre-journey into your great outdoors, and you hear it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.